Free Spirit Academy is about the freedom to be fully yourself, beyond any trauma that may have been accumulated through our families, religions, education systems, cultural conditioning, and beyond. Our bodies hold our trauma, but they also hold our truth. My name is Randy Moss. I practice eating psychology coaching and somatic experiencing, and I'm grateful that you're here for these talks and conversations. Stretch of my life where I didn't think I wanted to live without my body shame. It felt like this whole idea of body positivity was fine and it was good and it was great relief for other people. And without shame, I was sure that I would be stuck in the body that I had forever. And that felt like a possibility that I could not even consider. Because if my body never changed, I was certain I would never feel free. I would always feel trapped. And really, it's probably because I felt trapped for so long that this whole Free Spirit Academy thing even exists. The obsession with freedom was cultivated over years. In my conservative Christian church that left me believing that the body was inherently sinful or pulled towards sin, and that I was inherently sinful. It was cultivated as I lived with my sensitive nervous system that eventually defaulted more often than not to a state of freeze. In my brain, that was programmed to believe that I was just this lazy, spacey, vapid, dumb blonde, and thank goodness for coming to understand as an adult how my neurodivergent brain works. It was cultivated in my desires that I was taught to believe were so unacceptable. In my childhood home, at the mercy of a parent who may decide to disappear for days at a time or withhold money or food. And of course, in my appetite, my body, neither of which I could ever seem to shrink enough for long enough. So much of my inner world got stuffed down, including the real reasons why I felt so scared and ashamed, which now we can see had very little to do with the way my body looked. It was just one piece of a larger picture that felt, to my mind, controllable. The only thing that felt certain was that my body was wrong and I had to fix it, which was a very innocent and simple fix to a much more complex journey. And when the part of you running the show firmly believes that body transformation would equal freedom, why would they want to release the fuel that is shame? But shame does not heal us. Shame cannot propel a true healing journey. Maybe a fix-it journey, but never a healing journey. And shame is always going to lead back to shame. I couldn't have healed a lifetime of binge eating and emotional eating and food chaos and obsession without making peace with my body. Though I tried, I certainly tried, making peace with my body didn't always mean liking my body. And when I say that we need to make peace to move forward, I don't mean pretending that we like the way our bodies look if we don't, and I don't mean, on another level, trying to positive think our way out of something like chronic illness or any challenge that could come with having a body. But what I do mean when I talk about making peace with the body or having love for the body or respect for the body is actually respecting the separate being that is our body, this animal with its desires and impulses and cravings and survival responses. And I mean loving the experience of being in our bodies, which again doesn't always mean liking that experience, but it does mean experiencing life in a more embodied way. It means treating the body with respect whether we are feeling it or not. It means seeing the body as on our side and always doing its best with the circumstances that it was given and the things that it's been through. It means being open to the truth our bodies hold and noticing where the body expands in response to something we thought we shouldn't want, or noticing where the body contracts in response to something we thought we should want. And it means being open to the trauma that our bodies hold, not seeing ourselves as broken when the body has symptoms from undigested experiences. We won't feel any sense of freedom by separating ourselves from the body or transcending the body or trying to control the body. Rather, we want to work in relationship with the body. So in the Free Spirit Academy course, Reimagining the Body, we do explore something called mirror work, which is to support moving towards at least a neutral feeling towards what we see when we look at ourselves. But we also practice being more safely in the body rather than just looking at it from the outside. We'll talk about the possible family trauma and cultural influences that can leave us in states of fight, flight, freeze around the way that we look. But we'll also be getting to know the unique being that each of our individual bodies are. We'll explore the ways that we think we may feel more free if we could just change the way that we look. But we'll also get to know our body's language and the ways that they speak to us from the inside. Body shame can be slowly, gently unlearned. A painful body image can be reimagined. So during the month of November, Reimagining the Body, Free Spirit Academy course, is going to be available for 50% off, and that coupon code is going to be in the link that you can find in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more updates on courses, classes, one-on-one mentorships, and more, go to randemoss.com, randemoss.com, and thank you so much for listening.